A student has usually been training for 3 months when they obtain their yellow tag. Yellow signifies the earth from which a plant sprouts and takes root as a taekwondo foundation is being laid. These Ninth Cup students continue their training and are introduced to more techniques. They also begin to learn the first in a series of patterns or tuls.
A pattern is a set of fundamental movements, mainly defence and attack, set in a logical sequence to deal with one or more imaginary opponents. Patterns are also used as an indication of a student's progress, a barometer in evaluating an individual's technique.
We practice patterns to improve our taekwondo techniques, to develop sparring techniques, to improve flexibility of movement, master body shifting, develop muscles, balance and breath control. They also enable us to acquire techniques which cannot be obtained from other forms of training.
There are 24 patterns, because the founder, Major General Choi Hong Hai, compared the life of a man to a day in the life of the world. He believed that some people should strive to bequeath a good spiritual legacy to future generations, and in doing so, gain immortality.
When performing a pattern, the following points should be considered. The pattern should begin and end on the same spot. Correct posture and facing should be maintained. Muscles should be tensed and relaxed at the correct time. There should be a natural rhythm to the movements. Each movement should be executed with realism. Each movement should be performed with the correct speed. Students should know the purpose of each movement. Each pattern should be perfected before moving on to the next. The name of each pattern, its number of movements and diagram in the handbook, symbolizes either heroic figures or important events in Korean history. This information offers the student inspiration to succeed. It should be remembered that when performing these patterns, the student has to imagine they are being attacked and should base their techniques on an opponent who is the same size as themselves. When beginning the pattern, the instruction Korum Nokchi will be given, indicating that it should be performed in the student's own timing.
The pattern for yellow tags is called Chonji. It has 19 moves and literally means heaven and earth. It is in the Orient interpreted as creation of the world or the beginning of human history. Therefore, it is the initial pattern performed by the beginner. This pattern consists of two similar parts, one to represent heaven and the other the earth. Korean terms applicable for Ninth Cup include when,
left,
o run,
right,
tul,
pattern,
mori,
head,
mom tom bakia,
press ups,
ap kumchi,
the ball of the foot used when executing a front snap kick and turning kick,
balkal,
the outer edge of the foot known as the foot sword. This part of the body is used in the side kick.
A new stance learnt at this grade and used in the pattern Chonji is Nyanja Sogi.
This is L stance. Feet are 1 to 1.5 shoulders width apart in length and one fist in width, making an L shape. The majority of the weight of the body, about 70%, is in the rear leg and can be tested by trying to raise the front leg off the ground. If the stance is correct, this can be done easily. A left or right L stance is defined by which leg supports most of the body weight.
Some basic movements in Ninth Cup are Chukyomaki,
rising block,
Palmok Daibimaki,
forearm guarding block,
Chagi,
kick,
finally Apchabasugi,
front snap kick.